coming. Sex addiction books. Why does it seem most books written on sexual addiction glorify the pleasure and lust aspects? They write things like, the addict doesn't want to give up their spouse, but they don't want to give up their addiction either. Or, when they describe the bubble, they often use words like excitement, anticipation, lust, arousal. Seriously, for a hurt spouse, this is torture. And don't you think that it's something misleading? After reading many books, often I was left thinking, well, I'd want to keep my sexual addiction too. The truth is that it's a very horrific lifestyle. Is it me, or do the books not make that very clear instead of the stereotypes, sex addicts, and type men have who just can't resist an intense orgasm with multiple partners because it's not just as exciting with you as in the love-based relationship, and they're addicted to some type of chocolate. They seem to make it worse for the hurt spouses over generation. They seem to make it worse for many hurt spouses, overgeneralizing, not only touching on what would seem obvious in the easiest explanation. Lust, sexual arousal, excitement. A true addict doesn't enjoy their addiction. They're stuck with fear of being misunderstood, excommunicated by everyone in the world and society at large. Isn't this true? Did you enjoy being being in an active addiction? I just don't think it's right how these books overgeneralize. It can add a lot of unnecessary confusion and pain to a new disclosure situation where the hurt and unfaithful are both uneducated on the topic. To me, it feels like part of the problem comes because of the sensationalism of this whole thing, and that's sort of sad. So I do think that people write about it that really don't understand it. I think if you read books that begin to look at a lot of the pain and the misery associated with it. I mean, I like Mark Laser's work. I certainly think that if you look at material, The Porn Trap by Wendy Maltz, people like that, there are some people, I think, who know what they're writing about. A lot of people, though, want to kind of pick up on they're not really the people who are in it. I think a lot of times authors find a good topic to write about, and that's what you get sometimes if you have somebody that hasn't been there, just my opinion. And maybe they have been there, and I just insulted somebody by saying that. I don't know. But I think it is sad when people who don't fully understand begin to write, and out of their speculation, we are also unique and individual that, you know, it's probably very different for each person. I just know that we all come to a place, you know, that people who've gotten into recovery that fully understand how miserable they were. But at the same time, they couldn't conceive living without something they had, because it's the way they coped with life. And it's a hard place to be. And I'm just grateful that your husband has kind of seen that and has gone to a new and healthier place. So with that, that's the last of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for joining the call. And we will get back on these things next week. And I hope you have a very good week. I hope you had a good Labor Day. And until next time, to healing, this is Rick.